Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into today's episode of the Top Cut Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. My name is Sunny, and I am here with my co-hosts, Giant Skyhawk and Trishula TTV. How are you fellas doing this evening? Hello, everybody, and welcome into today's episode of the Top Cut Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. My name is Sunny, and I am here with my co-hosts, Giant Skyhawk and Trishula TTV. How are you fellas doing this evening?
God, I'm almost free. EP. It's almost over.
Oh, no, don't be like this.
What a way to start it. It's like, finally,
he's been holding
freedom!
Out in the chamber for a month.
freedom a little bit, I guess. It's funny. It was kind of cool to be the Keemstar drama of the community for a week, but it is nice that that's finally over. I can just kind of do what I want to do now. Although unfortunately, I have been roped into participating in an Edison tournament, so I've been dragged. I've been dragged out of retirement.
Is that Hasher's one, or is that the...
It is Hasher's. I see that you've teamed up with Raymond Dye, so I think y'all are just going to switch.
Of course. We're doing the run back, because last time, we didn't even make Top Cut last time, but it was me, Tempest, and Ray for the last time they had this, and we may or may not be the reason that certain strategies are banned.
Nice.
Because we found out that Yu-Gi-Oh! Omega is a very poorly optimized platform, and so they're doing like relay duels, right? Like, where as soon as you beat somebody, you have to play the next opponent. So we queued Exodia because we figured out that if you draw all five pieces of Exodia, it kills all three players on the same turn.
Oh, so you just all play Exodia and you don't keep...
No. It's I think it's Worlds format, where like Master Duel Worlds format, where like it's a shared card pool. So we had to we couldn't run three real Edison decks. So one person took a real Edison deck and the other two players had to take meme decks. So we were like, oh, this is funny, because if it works, it just FTKs the whole team. Yeah.
And then if it doesn't,
that's insane.
Then we just get steamrolled. I was struggling to the reason I got back into it, Edison. It's a way for me. I think it's a good way for me to engage with the hobby, but still not play like the modern TCG. So I'm going to learn an Edison deck, and then I'll have that in my back pocket for if something happens and I want to go and there's Edison games happening. But
there you go.
I'm playing.
They've been doing Ultimate Time Wizard a lot.
I have seen those.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens at basically every event, right?
So yeah, it's basically like a second YCS every YCS now.
Cool.
So, not to cut you off, we do have to thank our sponsors.
Oops.
So, real quick, we're going to keep talking more about this because we don't actually have like a true agenda for today's episode. We're just going to ramble for a while, but because I don't want Skyhawk to be like bogged down by like actual real content on his last episode. So a huge thank you to Steelfox Games and ETB Games for their continued support of the podcast. Of course, we want to thank Gem Tech Accessories, as well as TCG Player, Dragon Shield, Tier Zero, and Grimoire Accessories. Notably, Chainlink TCG is no longer. So we're going to be deleting that link out of the descriptions. Don't worry about going back to past ones because, well, I got to say that. I think they're still live for like right now for like a closeout sale. But yeah. Other than that. Yeah,
they have some pretty sick field centers and mats for like $5-$10. So go help clear out their inventory as they're winding things down.
Yes, and also Tier Zero, we are getting a new affiliate link for Tier Zero. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. And the Phantom Nightmare presales are up for that, and so you can get 5% off of your Phantom Nightmare cards if you want to do that.
I don't have to manage links anymore. This is so nice.
I know, right? It's the little things in life.
What's the next chapter for Skyhawk?
For Hawk, it's interesting. So that's actually, I talked a little bit about this with Sunny before we all hopped on. My goal is to just try like as many different games as possible because I think my Discord status is like the hobby refugee. So I'm going to be trying to dig my way through a bunch of different stuff. My twin brother is super into fighting games. So he loves Tekken. He plays a lot of anime fighters, plays a lot of Blaze Blue Uniclear. He actually came over yesterday and he showed me how to replace the D-pad inputs on a PS4 controller. So taking this, I gotta try to take it a little seriously for a while because there's like, apparently there's a piece that's connected in the regular one. So sometimes if you push up, down also gets put as an input. But these ones are all separate, so it makes the inputs a little more accurate. I'm not good enough for that to matter. So I also have to like bring myself back into the mindset of like, because Yu-Gi-Oh is something that I've been able to like keep up with, and I can say I'm generally pretty competent at. But everything else, it's nice to come back into the mindset of like, wow, I'm terrible at this. Okay, yeah. time to dive in and like absorb as much as I can. I've had people be like, I think I'm just going to like pick a thing to try for a month, like every month, and see what I want to do. I had, I think like a little bit after my video went up, at both Coder and MBT messaged me being like, hey, you should play Elestrals.
Have you heard about the up and coming new trading card game Elestrals made by Pokemon YouTuber A-Drive?
Exactly. Speaking of, have we heard about the up and coming TCG Meta Zoo that is no longer up and coming?
In a ditch.
Who knew attaching your brand to like NFT adjacent stuff would kill it?
Who would have thought?
Who could ever have guessed?
I never would have thunk it personally.
Yeah, I had people be like, you should play Pokemon, so maybe I'll join Tatsum in retired Yu-Gi-Oh players play Pokemon for a bit. You play VGC.
Come play VGC with me.
Right? I do play VGC.
I'm trying to get into VGC right now. Me and my friends are starting a house league.
All right, I no longer play VGC. Got it.
Damn it. You should come play VGC with us, Trish.
But listen, I do love that we can both unite in running as far away from Sunny as possible.
I do want to try Unite, although Unite scares me.
Yeah.
People still play Unite?
Yeah, some people. Crazy
Unite,
people.
Unite is still a thing. I had people be like, you should try TFT. Basically, everybody has just been trying to poach me to play their game, which is very funny. But I don't know.
It makes you feel good, though.
I don't know exactly. It was cool to have I had a lot of different people reach out. I had a bunch of people because during COVID, I ran remote duels for locals for that shop I judged. One of the funniest comments on a video I've been involved in ever was one of MBT's uploads. Another guy from the locals commented, Skyhawk runs the locals every other week so that us plebs can get packs. which was funny because I was Halcross comboing everybody at that time. But I got messages from people that I hadn't talked to who played in those remote duel bits for years. Like, hey, this came across my feed. I just wanted to say like X and Y about everything else. So it's been cool to have people come out and be like, do their little wave and be like, I saw you. So that's been fun. But now, like I said, now it's cute. Like the, yeah, it was cute. Yeah. It was fun. And, but now.
So do you have like an order of like a plan of attack?
See, that's the problem is I'm now in choice paralysis. Luckily the Edison tournament means that I can stall. I can just be like, this week I'm learning Edison format to play. So I guess I'll reveal what I'm playing, because I do not care how this goes at all. And I also don't have a team yet, so I'll have to work out some card choices. But my good friend Outback has been developing a deck, basically just to convince me to play Edison format. We are calling it Dino Box. So for those who do not know, in Edison format, Fossil Dig is legal at 3 copies. However, the targets you can search with Fossil Dig are very bad.
Hyper Hammerhead.
You got Hyper
Hammerhead. Soul Eating Oviraptor is not legal at 3 copies.
I know, it's very sad. But what is legal is Baby Sarasaurus. And there are some very funny ways. So you may know there's a deck called KFC that is Kurez Turbo. Kurez can also destroy Baby Sarasaurus, turns out. So the goal of the deck, and Baby Sarasaurus also has 7 copies of Call of the Haunted for it in Edison format. You have Call of the Haunted. You have Limit Reverse, which you may have seen played in some like Gemini decks because it can bring back the Gemini Soldier.
And Jute Fighter.
And Jute Fighter. But also, there is Graceful Revival, which is Call of the Haunted for level 2 or lower monsters. And all of them have the stipulation where if the own spell is destroyed, it destroys the monster. So you can Kuraz destroy your Limit Reverse to get the baby summon from deck and draw 2, because you can pop the baby and the Limit Reverse. So you get like the summon from deck and the plus. But the main play is Debris Dragon. So if you have a Baby Sarasaurus or a level 2 in the graveyard, a Limit Reverse, and a Debris Dragon, it sets up Trident Drakeon for lethal. Normal summon Debris Dragon, bring back the baby, you make Iron Chain Dragon, then you activate Limit Reverse, bring back the Debris Dragon because it's 1,000 attack, so you can bring it back with the Limit Reverse, it's for 1,000 or lower, and that makes Trident Drakeon, and then you can pop the Limit Reverse as a free card to pop for the Drakeon. I did this in Rated yesterday to a Spirit Reaper player, or a zombie player. They put Spirit Reaper in attack position, and so I just made Trident Drakeon and attacked it 3 times for game.
Amazing. So Trish, there you go. You can play dragons in Edison. I mean, you can play
Dragons is already good in Edison. I'm really afraid for dragons in that tournament because the last time we played, it was won by Disaster Dragons because Omega wrongly implemented a rumor version of Red MD that never existed, which is that Red MD could summon itself.
Oh. What? Oh no.
So I've heard this rumor floating around for years that Red MD used to be able to summon itself. There has been no version of that card that could summon itself. So I don't know where that came from, but on Yu-Gi-Oh! Omega, they like, I remember playing against Disaster Dragons, and it's like, oh, this is fine. You know, they just poke me for a little bit, and they went Red MD, summon Red MD, summon Red MD, summon thing, swing for like 94. I'm like, Judge?
So,
and they're like, no, Omega allowed it, so it has to be legal. And I'm like, that is not how that works.
Is there an Edison format like thing in Omega like they did for Dueling Book?
I think so.
There might be.
I don't know.
Playing on Omega is certainly my last choice. I would much rather go to the playground at the.
I think people just have this weird thing against using Dueling Book, so they put it on Omega.
I will say
so.
I think we can solve. I think I'm going to put my. I already have a hat on. I could put another one on, but I'm going to put the detective cap on. I think I know who's been spreading the rumors about Red MD being able to summon itself. So who, I think it's someone in this room. Who do you think of the three of us would benefit the most from a Red MD being able to summon itself?
Do not look at me.
All I'm saying is I've never played dragons in any capacity. So.
It was me. I did it. I'm sorry to tell you all now, Yu-Gi-Oh! Omega is entirely my fault.
The whole platform, that is quite a statement.
So that's I guess some interesting stuff has happened since this is I'm taking the soapbox because this is the last time I have it. So
do you think, King?
The Rarity Collection 2. I had some people ask me, like, hey, this is really good. What do you think about this? I'm like, yeah, it is really good. Yeah. But main sets are still, like, my core gripe, so it doesn't change where I'm at. Something interesting that has come up that I'm debating participating in, at least to some extent, is the Master Duel. I think it's a tryout duel. It's only lasting for, like, 4 days. But they're implementing...
Yeah, it's going on right now.
They're implementing the TCG ban list with the Master Duel card pool, is, I think, how it mm-hmm. functions. I haven't actually looked at the list. Yep. Is that how it's rocking?
Yeah, so it's the TCG ban, the current TCG ban list with the current card pool of Master Duel, but cards that are uncraftable, because there are some cards that are uncraftable, like Dragoon, for example, you still can't craft.
I was going to say Dragoon would be the example, yeah. That is, I might come back to that. Toad is legal finally again in Master Duel. So
yes.
I might play some games in that because I want to boost the player count. I want to tell Konami and the devs that there's actually a demand for the TCG format in Master Duel, or at minimum a format with Max C-Band. If they just implement this as like a little treat for us TCG players once every 3 months, that kind of sucks.
I would be shocked if it's as often as every 3 months.
Yeah, it's
yeah. I mean, how many times has they rotated the other like normal format and you know the Never. Fusion the format?
Time. I think once. There's been
yeah.
They did.
Oh! You're saying for the events?
Yeah. Like how often have they rotated those?
They've done Fusion twice or three times, maybe.
I think Fusion's happened twice, maybe.
But
it was with different rewards, because I know that the first time they did it, I missed it, so I don't have Instant Fusion. Instant Fusion is like the only mate in the game that I think I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been just waiting for an opportunity to get it again, and it just has not come back.
I love FOMO. It's so good. big fan of FOMO games.
Huge fan of FOMO.
I remember when Cross Sheep was revealed, I was like, ah, crap, I have to get the Cross Sheep. And I was like, I don't want to feel like I have to get this. Come on. You can't. I mean,
okay,
it's a wide period for those, though. For the dual passes, it's like 60 days, right?
90?
Okay, nice.
It's very wide.
So those are pretty good. They're not too bad to get to. Usually it's just a couple of days of...
I tried to play Master Duel again on stream when I started doing the streams. You know, maybe I'm just not strong enough like you are, Trish.
If you're not strong enough to play Master Duel, how are you supposed to get back into the TCG?
You know, that's a great question. See, they don't have any roaches in the TCG.
Okay, but TCG players are a little bit better on average. Like that you're queuing into people. It is very hard to lose games before Master.
That is true.
It is very
that is definitely true. You know, the bigger issue for me is just like grinding to put your first deck together, which I know is you have like a guide on doing this. I get it. Lots of free gems and stuff like that. But okay, there's you're giving like, me a
what's
look.
What's the dolly?
It takes 30 minutes, Sonny. It takes 30 minutes.
What's the song?
I know. I could put Pokemon together in 30 minutes. I don't know. I've been enjoying shiny hunting.
Single mom who works two jobs.
I just think that Sonny doesn't like Yu-Gi-Oh. It just sounds like Sonny hates Yu-Gi-Oh.
I don't like not paper Yu-Gi-Oh. I'd rather remote duel. I like paper duel.
I think
paper
Yu-Gi-Oh. Sonny's like, I want to be able to cheat my opponents.
Sonny,
yes, I have to play paper. He admits it. Konami, get him. Konami, get him. He admitted it. It's live. Ooh. It's recording.
We've got it on tape, everybody.
I caught you in 4K.
Unfortunately, I don't have Sonny's Kasi ID, so he could disappear tomorrow, and we would never be able to get justice.
I'm checking his Facebook right now.
Not on there either.
I will find a post.
Find a post with the Kasi. Yeah. Well, the problem is that would require him to have posted a picture of an event result because he's never topped one. So
if you dig deep enough on Twitter, it's there, but you have to dig real deep.
Listen, I did improv. I can pull it off the top sometimes.
There are case
I wasn't even gonna go there. I was gonna leave it up to people's imagination.
I got the blowtorches out. I'm burning everything down today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bridges are just on fire today.
So that's actually a super good point, though. I'll bring this up as something that I which is why I like super badly wish that Master Duel had an option for a TCG format in general, is that Master Duel, Yu-Gi-Oh, paper Yu-Gi-Oh has long had a moral hazard problem. And cheating is just something that it happens, and there are a lot of ways to do it that it is very difficult for judges to. I just saw the message Trish sent a chat.
just keep going. Redox, just keep going.
Redox, I have bad news for you. I'm the only thing that's ending. So
I was gonna let him have it. I was just gonna let him have it.
That's a good one. But paper Yu-Gi-Oh has like a moral hazard problem, and there are a lot of things that are very, there are a ton of situations in Yu-Gi-Oh that come up at a like a super competitive level where it would take a judge a very long time to investigate a situation and they might get it wrong. Master Duel just like eliminates that possibility altogether. Like, yes, there are bots and there's like timer cheats, but those are like meta level bot cheating for climbing ladders.
It's so rare too. Like, I have 4,600 hours in this game on my main account alone.
It's gone up a bit.
On my main account alone, and I've encountered exactly one cheater in my life.
That was just during that World's Grind event, right? Yeah. That was where the big prominent one was.
In the last 20 minutes of the World's Grind.
Yep. So I think Master Duel, I think in a perfect world, ends up being the best way to play the game competitively, just because it removes so much of that. It would suck to misclick when in person. You can correct that a little bit. It's like dueling, but kind of has that aspect to it as well. But that's why I was so excited, is that I thought it might, especially when it was first revealed, I was like, this is the thing that turns Yu-Gi-Oh into an esport. This is the thing that actually like means more people from like the wider internet might take Yu-Gi-Oh seriously as something competitive.
I think we all felt that way.
It's gotten better. Like, there are events. MCS was a thing. The Challenger Cup is now a thing. So Konami is trying to run events. There were like the weird ones that they ran over here that were attached to the Remote Duels thing, the main event series.
I
know Rourke posted a video. Rourke was like, there were 9 people and I want to rescue Rabbit.
I'm surprised one even fired. What's crazy about those events too, if you've ever tried to play in those, is they run it like Duel Links, where your entire collection is your side deck and there's no limit on how many cards you can swap. So you can just swap decks entirely every single duel.
Sorry, I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of deck swapping.
Lore reference.
Yeah. I think that a great display of that too was the Master Duel World Championship, because seeing them play Master Duel at Worlds, especially in the finals, it was cinematic. It was wonderful to watch personally. I mean, we stayed up at my locals until like 5 o'clock in the morning watching all the finals matches. And it was, I think it was the way to watch Yu-Gi-Oh on a stream personally.
I stayed awake because of the countdown. I made the mistake of getting hyped for that.
Yeah, we all did.
Oh,
I got owned.
I remember I had to, watch that live, because I had to stand by for my greatest enemy, Raymond Young Dai. If you don't take me to Worlds, Ray, you better win it.
That's true.
And then he lost.
They did. They lost to, Steve Cox. Defeated all of them in the finals.
They got swept, right?
Quantals. No.
Is that the Quantal Docs?
Steve Cox was an alias that Quantal used to enter the Master Circuit Series tournaments, because at the time EU prizing wasn't allowed, so it was only North American entrants. But Quantal snuck in as Steve Cox and then won twice. there's pretty good argument that it's so crazy to see people who like have like been around the community and then just suddenly be like, oh no, yeah, these are all like the top Master Duel players. Like a couple of people, like obviously like Jesse Cotton and Joshua Schmidt, like Ryan Yu and Raymond Dyer, like huge, but like And Quantel had done well at a couple events before, but Master Duel just was like, boom. And then I think Quantel did well at a couple of YCS events, like following the Worlds event too.
Yep.
He was at Vancouver. I don't know if he topped, but he was close. He topped the
I think he was missed by one. I think he lost on the bubble is what I remember.
That's the one too. Wild.
Was Quantel the one that got second place at a YCS with Beat Trooper?
No, that was Herman Hansen. That was Herman Hansen.
Yeah, oh, okay. That is Missile different Tank. Yu-Gi-Oh! Different good Yu-Gi-Oh! Player.
Missile Tank.
Here's a fun fact for you that not a lot of people know because it's hidden in the annals of Yu-Gi-Oh! History. Herman Hansen is the first ever Trinity format champion. Mr. Lennon, is the name online, played Trinity format for the very first month it existed and never again. So he just showed up. So he was like, yeah, I'll play. Won the whole thing and then was like,
What was Trinity format?
I retired.
I'll talk about this a little bit. I'll soapbox. So people who listened to the first episode I was on a few years ago might remember this.
A few years ago.
Yeah. Crazy how that is.
is that how long I have to look forward to being stuck here?
As long as
you let me keep you here.
That's a question for Sunny of the Top Cut podcast.
It's a question for Trish of the Top Cut podcast, maybe.
I think it's a question for Skyhawk.
True.
Oh.
I abstain. Trinity format. Trinity format. I defer to the great graces of the jury and the court. Trinity format, to explain what this is a funny Highlander alt format that existed online. It's still they still play it. The Discord is still active. It's kind of what got MBT started in like doing stuff in online space, or maybe not started, but he was there for a while. And I just kind of like, I can't even remember how I stumbled upon it. It was like sometime in college, but the concept is minimum deck size is 30. But it's Highlander, but you have the option to play a Trinity, so you can increase your deck size to cheat the Highlander rule. So say, for example, I have a 30-card dinosaur deck. If I go to 35 cards, I can play a second copy of Overraptor. If I go to 40 cards, I can play a third copy of Overraptor. If I go to 45 cards, I can add a second copy of Fossil Dig. So you can trade your overall consistency to see one piece of your engine more consistently. It's an interesting deck building challenge. Their ban list, there's also a summon limit. So you can only normal or special summon effect monsters 3 times per turn. So what that does is it gives you like this weird Highlander deck building challenge that plays Edison style Yu-Gi-Oh! With the modern card pool. It also has the funniest ban list of all time. There's like a format philosophy document that's like 5 pages long. All format people are crazy. And it's like they ban anything that's anti-fun. So basically anything in the floodgate that like sniffs at being a towers is banned, which includes legendary Fisherman III, was one of the first cards banned because it's a towers, right? So for example, Pankratops was legal until it got banned because it's not a towers. But basically any floodgate is banned except for the really bad ones. So I was playing a water deck for a while that played Icebon, which is a continuous trap that changes all non-water monsters to defense position. You go like really deep in the card pool when you're playing Highlander and everything is banned.
Wait, so does that imply that Gravity Bind is banned?
Gravity Bind is banned.
there's no way.
It is an interesting corner. People made some pretty crazy stuff. My favorite deck of all time was played in that format. It's called Giant Ballpark. So that was part of it. It's actually called Jurassic Ballpark. So
no.
There were the two good decks of the time.
Out of curiosity, is Opelousa banned in that format?
I don't know.
Probably not, because it's not a floodgate. Continue.
It's hard to summon.
I mean, if they can only summon effect monsters 3 times a turn, how are they even making
it? It's very hard.
True.
It's very hard to make it.
I mean, if all the floodgates are banned, it's not banned. It's not a floodgate.
I think it's legal. I haven't checked. I haven't played in a long time. It kind of ramped me off into relearning the game because I've said this on the podcast before. But I was very, very bad for a very, very long time. I was playing Dino Rabbit until like Toss. It's like the level of bad that I was. But Trinity format got me like introduced into the card pool again of like the new stuff, and like forced me to actually read cards instead of normal summoning Rescue Rabbit and setting four. So, and then doing the deck building also meant I had to make resource decisions, and that helped a lot with my technical play going forward. But anyway, Jurassic Ballpark. So the two really good decks at the time people were playing were Giant Ballpark. If you don't know what that is, it's a field spell that says when a guy attacks, you can send three insect normal monsters to the graveyard and then just summon all of them. Which is good because normal monsters cheat the summon limit in Trinity, so you can just spam a bunch of guys. And then Dinosaur, which I had built. Turns out, if you played them together, you could just kill people, which is very hard to do in Trinity format. Because if you opened a way to Oviraptor and a way to your field spell, which is Giant Ballpark, you could do Oviraptor into Misk, banish your Misk, summon Jurak Ilo, and make high-speed ride Chanbara. Chanbara attacks twice. So the first attack gets negated. The damage gets negated by Giant Ballpark. You summon all three Insect Knights from your deck, and then your boosted Chanbara and all three Insect Knights is 8,000 damage for one of the few OTKs that existed in that format under the summon limit. So that's where the like wanting to play Jank came from. Is trying to come up with absolute nonsense in a weird format where Legendary Fisherman the Third was banned and you could only summon three times. So that's a funny piece of Yu-Gi-Oh! History, I guess, that is locked in the Trinity format universe. YGO Pro Deck actually still has a section for Trinity format, even though nobody's posted anything in like 3 years. So if you go to the website, you can still see a bunch of the articles.
Didn't something along those lines get Giant Ballpark banned in Trinity format?
Yes, Giant Ballpark is banned because I OTK'd a new player with it and they quit. They'd left the Discord after getting OTK'd by Oviraptor into Giant Ballpark.
This is supposed to be my fun Yu-Gi-Oh! Yes, format where OTKs don't exist.
Now it's my nightmare.
Now I got OTK'd. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is so evil and toxic. I hate you all.
Speaking of which.
He still sees like Vietnam flashbacks of that giant bug with the baseball bat on on the card.
Just sneaking up on him like the Cat in the Hat.
But he remembers the day.
Shout outs to
from the live action movie.
Shout outs to Neo Bug. We hardly knew ye.
You remember his name?
You think I don't know the insect normal monsters? Come on, man. You like this?
Oh! That was the name of the monster. I thought that was the name of the dude you made quit.
No!
No, Neo Bug.
I'm not Skyhawk. Was like, boy, you don't remember every person that you've ever made rage quit this game? That's the best part of Yu-Gi-Oh.
No! I'm too cold for that.
I have some stories from some friends at some regionals making people rage quit this game. I have a friend that is at a regional. And he gets paired against one of his friends at the regional. They sit there. He proceeds to 2-0 him in about 6 minutes.
Okay.
And the guy got so mad that he proceeds to leave all of his stuff on the table and just gets up and walks out.
So
just leaves, gets in his car and drives away.
We have about 10 minutes left. And I will cover one piece of actual news in this episode because... Okay.
If you insist.
There is a card that I do want to talk about. I have to find when this was revealed. It's interesting that we bring up baby rage, or people raging, because they actually literally did make a baby rage card in Animation Chronicle. It's the new Legendary Duelist set. I have to find the card. It's an Xyz monster. It's not Duelist of Brilliance. YGorg, I don't like the new YGorg layout.
It's something.
There's an where's the Baby Rage Xyz monster? Peeps posted about it. Baby Rage Xyz. I can't look up Baby Rage. That's not what the card is called. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it's basically it's a rank. I think it's a rank 1 Xyz monster or a rank 2 maybe. It's a picture of like a baby. Like a toddler crying with a bunch of toys, and the effect is something along the lines of anytime Anytime an effect is negated on your side of the field, you can attach two cards from the graveyard as Xyz material, and then it gets effects based on the number of times your plays get negated. So it's basically they've made a crying baby that's angry about their cards getting negated, and they've turned it into an Xyz monster. It's beautiful.
Amazing.
I wish I could find it, because the art is amazing. But
oh, the flavor there is so good.
Yeah. The one thing that Yu-Gi-Oh! Does, I think, better than most other games that I have looked into is that the flavor is unmatched. They're always cooking.
There's nothing like it, to be honest with you.
Let's see if I can find some flavor in this pile of stuff I have.
Oh, I think my Twitch chat got it.
Oh, your Twitch chat's got it? Okay. You can open it.
Yeah,
the artwork is incredible. The okay, there's no flavor in this pile of cards.
It's called Tantrum Throwing Tyke.
There it is.
Tantrum Throws Hands with the Graveyard is the caption article.
Yep. I don't know why I couldn't find the article. But yeah, it's basically...
The layout is rough.
If you get your plays negated, like, three times, then...
There's a kid.
Then you get to blow up the whole field. The baby gets too angry and the whole field dies.
If it has 8+ cards equipped, which means they have to negate 8 of your cards.
I think it's 3, because then you get 2 materials.
Once per chain, if the activation of a card or effect is negated, you can attach up to 1 card from each graveyard.
Oh, from each, yeah.
From each graveyard. So if they have cards in their graveyard, it gets 2, but if you make this on your first turn... Oh, it's 8 times.
They have to hand trap.
So it'd have to be 4 negated.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to hand trap you 6 times. That has to be like max C into Nibiru Imperm Ash Valor.
Valor, 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 etc. Yeah,
triple Valor.
And the best part is that it itself can be Valored.
You can just negate it itself. Yeah.
And all it does is it nukes itself.
Yep. It's a metaphor. It's a little blatant to be a metaphor, but you know. Okay. That's the only piece of news that I had.
There's a bunch of other new cards, but I'm gonna be honest, we're not covering them today. I've been thinking about it more and more, and it's kind of crazy because you have been so much more than just a co-host on this podcast. You have, whenever Caleb wasn't here, you would fill in for him for a year before you were an official co-host. You have become one of my best friends. We've traveled to a lot of tournaments together. I say a lot, 2 YCSs, which is a lot considering.
That's a lot for me. I've only been to,
two continents.
Yeah, that's true. I've been to Vancouver twice. Or no, I did Vancouver once. I've done Niagara Falls twice, and I did London. Those are the only YCSs I've been to. So I've been with you at half of the YCSs I have gone to.
Hey, we take those. You know, but you've really become like one of my absolute best friends, and I'm very thankful to have done this with you, even though it wasn't nearly as long as I had hoped. You know, I'm happy for you, and I'm happy that you're finding your peace. And
yes, as soon as the Edison format event is done, I'm mainly looking forward to the day where I stumble upon the subreddit like 3 years later, after I'm done being online, and I'm like, let's go see what's happening in Yu-Gi-Oh, and I can like read an archetype and be like, I've never seen this before in my life. I'm still like, lots of stuff is still coming into my feed, like. If I log into Twitter on desktop, then I still see stuff there, and obviously I'm on Reddit, but eventually when I'm like headfirst into something else and I'm not paying attention anymore, I would love to be able to come back and be like, oh wow, I don't know anything. And that's when it gets exciting for me, I think, is when I have to relearn everything from the ground up. So if main sets change, then I'm gonna have to read like 30 archetypes, and we'll see how
notably I mean, the sometimes getting that fresh start is the best thing that somebody can do, you know?
Maybe. I've
a new perspective.
Yeah, and I think I've done pretty much everything I wanted to do. I've had some funny deck profiles. I've kind of been around the scene a bit. I got to ramble about it twice a week on a podcast that like maybe 1,000 people listen to on Spotify. So there's some it's been fun to carve kind of a little niche for myself there. So hopefully I could do that whatever weird online niche hobby. I think I'm gonna try to pick up one like regular hobby too. Like maybe I'm gonna go do like rec league volleyball for a month and then decide actually I want to play Final Fantasy 14 for the rest of my life. I don't know. we'll find out. But it has been I will say it has been a lot of fun. So huge thank you to the listeners of the Top Cut podcast for welcoming me on, especially because it was Caleb for like a year and a half before that, and that was a big change at the time. We had a lot of and still do run into a lot of technical stuff while we were learning everything, but lots of y'all stuck around on the Patreon and changed your names and kept up in the Discord, so it's been good. Sonny, you can stall while we wrap this up so I can come up with a good card pun to end this.
I mean, yeah, I'm not in a huge rush to wrap it up because we didn't start until 11:07, so we're not even 40 minutes in, but like you felt like you were like wrapping it up, so you know, like I said, it's it's hard for me. It was hard for me seeing Caleb leave, and it's hard for me to see you leave because I know that you're both on to bigger, better things, and that, you know, this is at the end of the day, while it is a game that brings us all together, it's still just a small aspect in any one person's life. And it's not all that anyone ever is. And I think that it's, especially if you're like an audience member watching a content creator a lot, which, I mean, when you think about it, we put out hours of content a week. We've put out thousands of hours of content. It's very easy to forget that like we have lives outside of this thing. And I don't think that that should discourage anyone from having a favorite creator and having a favorite person. But, you know, I would say, you know, don't be upset at Skyhawk for making the decision to live his life outside of Yu-Gi-Oh, you know?
All right. I've got my final card pun prepped. So
okay.
If y'all are ready, thank you for listening to the Top Cut podcast. I am leaving the TCG. I will not be having a change of heart, so that's been decided, because I'm very tired. I'm very number 41, Baguska the Terribly Tired Tapper. I'm very tired, but I'm sure you guys will be okay. Trish is incredible at what he does, and Sonny learns and learns every day, and also is insane that he manages all this stuff. You guys are both very talented. There's three of us, and soon there will be two, but we're all triple tactics talented, is what I'm trying to say. y'all have a winning formula. So I think things will go well, even without me, to manage links and run presence. And with that, I'll activate Called by the Grave, targeting myself. Have a good night, everybody.
Okay, wait, he came back.
He came back.
I wanted to do the cool exit, but actually...
I've been saving a bit this whole episode. I've been waiting on it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, where's the One Piece fan? Somebody drop the birdcage right now.
Shit, hold on. No, wait. I can fix this. Give me 10 seconds.
He's got more puns. No, he's got more queued up.
No.
He's got more puns.
Chain Ghost Bell. You can do your bit now.
Oh, okay. Trauma.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, Trish, do you want to do your bit first, or do you want me to do patron names?
Do the patron reads.
I was trying to negate Called by the Grave.
Before I do the patron read, everybody, just so that everyone's aware, I know that we just missed a couple of episodes, and we just came back for one episode to do Skyhawk's finale. We are going to miss a couple of more episodes, because I want to make sure that Trish has time to prepare with his team for YCS Vegas, which is this weekend. Be sure to cheer Trish on. Is it this weekend?
No, it's
no.
Vegas is 3 weeks away. This whole time I'm just hyper prepping because Vegas is this weekend. Vegas is three weeks away.
I was just busy this weekend. I was just out.
I was like, wait, there was a YCS this weekend. That means Vegas is next weekend. Nope, that's a different YCS.
There is
that's the remote. That's Costa Rica that's coming up, I think, in 2 weeks.
There was a Latin America YCS, and then I was expecting there to be Vegas next weekend, but it's not.
The Hasher and Maple YCS is happening this weekend, so there's a YCS happening this weekend. Yeah. It's edited format in relay.
There's also the Persona 3 YCS.
Oh my god. Okay, I decided my hobby for the next month, actually. It's Persona 3 Reload.
Let's go! Persona time. So I'm seeing you in stream, right? You're gonna be in stream, right?
I will be there. I will be watching. I'll probably just like I'm just gonna play along. I'm just gonna follow along.
I did that with Persona 5.
We banked the variety hours during the marathon stream. We're balling.
True. Right. We got 57 left following our side quest. I never talked about that. We did a side quest. I have the first place time on Nintendo Switch for the Bluey video game.
I saw that on Twitter, actually. I would like, before somebody reads the patron names, can you please explain
what
I
did to do this?
Can you explain?
Oh, so I was very bored. I was very bored. So I said, you know what? Let's start the marathon timer, you know, like. And I had gone on the Nintendo Switch eShop, and I saw that there was a Bluey video game. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what Bluey is, it's an Australian Peppa Pig knockoff cartoon that has gotten very popular.
Bigger than Peppa.
Children, yeah, very popular with like the 4 and under demographic. Very, very, very popular. Very popular. So I saw that, and I asked my Twitch community, should we get this game? And their response was, why is the tagline for real life? And we were like... I don't know. Why is the tagline of the game Bluey the video game for real life? So we bought it, and then we decided to play it, and the game was horrifically broken. We softlocked 3 times. We hard crashed the game once. And its runtime, like without any speedrun strats, is only about an hour. So we decided, let's stay up all night and get a speedrunning record. And we saw, so like the overall world record, I don't have. I have the world record on Nintendo Switch. So we are the fastest Bluey player in the world, specifically on the Nintendo Switch. And I thought it would be thematic if we got that world record because Konami likes to give us Nintendo Switches as YCS prizing. So we said we're going to take our Switch and we are going to, we're going to be a Bluey speedrunner. We are a Bluey speedrunner now.
That is incredible.
Nice.
I cannot wait for the eventual Small Ant collaboration where you try to take the regular world record. That's honestly maybe that's what I should do. I should just go on like speedrun.com or whatever the website's called and just find a category that like 2 people have run and just be like, this is my personality now.
you could do the Stevie Blunder and become a Honey Pop speedrunner.
Oh god, actually it'd be very funny if I quit and then I got the card sleeving world record. That would be hilarious.
You could do Roller Coaster Tycoon 3. It takes 4 viewers to be the number one streamer in the Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 category.
That is very funny, actually. That's true.
I did.
But what is also very funny is just like that with the Bluey video game, nobody streams it. But when we were streaming it, we streamed it in the Yu-Gi-Oh category because nobody's in the Bluey category, and we were still the number one stream at 4 a.m. playing Yu-Gi-Oh. Nice. But actually it was just Bluey.
Konami, when are we getting a Bluey archetype, please? We got the Star Wars archetype. Give us Blue's Clues. give us I want to normal summon Steve instead of Alistair. All right. Read some patron names. Let's go.
Which Steve? Okay. So isn't there multiple Steves, or are they different names?
Okay, how this works, we have original Steve, and then when they do like the wave of support, the legacy wave 10 years later, that's when we get the new Steve.
Yeah, okay,
Steve. I'm down. All right, well, of course, we're going to thank all of our wonderful patrons. Again, just to be clear, we are still going to take off a week just to be absolutely sure that we have everything locked in with a new third co-host and all that jazz. So we're going to make sure that we have everything locked in there before we go like getting everything ready to go again. So, but we'll be back bigger and better than ever with some very cool new sponsors. So, all right. A huge thank you to our first ever top four patron, which is a big deal. This is our third from highest tier. It's very high on our tier list. Somebody upgraded a lot. HGH Cyber, huge thank you to them. So, huge thank you to Always Second, The Distinct Instinct to Lip Sync In Sync. All right. Okay.
That's
so Zyphorus. Yeah, somebody's mad at me for reading these names too fast. Zyphorus, Ding Dongs, Hostess of the Yang Zing, Jed McCain, Speed, John Leo, Magispector Toad, Obama, John, Oatmeal Spaghetti, Oatmeal. Yeah, Magispector Toad, Obama.
They've been there for a bit.
Yeah. Oatmeal Spaghetti, Owen Alvarado, Pistol RX, Silver Hope, Skyhawk over the Beatles. Indeed. Awesome. Understanding and reading are two different things. Virtually Saviors World, Visa, Star Frosting, D's Nuts, Aaron Gardner, Alexander Chan, Asami, Ashless Chaps, Ezio, Simba the Silver Castle, Blue Eyes is Best, Copium, Box Wine, Chubby Ninja, Dragon Maidenless Behavior, Ice Jade will win a YCS before Swoo Swoo, I'm About to Rika, Glamour Trooper of Crossed D's Plant Nuts, Your Mouth, Little Stinky, Maxi Pack, Number C107 is Better Than Access Code, Old Man Red, Pin Code 143, Runic Did Nothing Wrong, Shigabanga on Mikanko Till I Armor Exceeds Torpedo.
Wow, that is.
I love our patrons. I love our patrons so much.
That is incredible work.
Sinful Soils and the existence of a Terra Top implies there is also a joyful bottom. Symphony. Thank you all. What a way to go out. Thank you all so much for your continued support of the podcast. Again, Skyhawk, we wish you the best of luck in all your future endeavors. Including,
I've got one last thing to say.
Okay, he's let him have his bit.
I'm listening.
All right, see a giant sky dork. I'll continue to play the game with my friends on a casual level and wait for reprints. Imagine doing so. Nah, let's make a sappy video about cardboard being too expensive just to jump on the current trend. Nice one. Have a good day.
It's giant sky dork signing off. Have a good night, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.